Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's title for this column is Purchasing in the Future, and here's what he has to say about that. Not far ahead, purchasing is going to be much different from what it is today. With the coming of Industry 4.0, do you read our monthly newsletter on this subject, Industry 4.0, smart mills will be operated in a totally different way. As equipment self-diagnoses its ailments, it will order its own spare parts. No human intervention. Then, when the parts arrive, the system will assess the success of installing them. Was it a shorter or faster period of time than the last repair? It will also predict how long the parts will last. The purchasing function will become one of executive decisions. That is, decisions that are above the daily, mundane clerical task. If the top executives of a company do not become boneheaded and cut the purchasing staff to nothing, purchasing will have an opportunity to optimize procurement. Decisions made in a quasi-industry 4.0 way are already having an effect. We know of one company that almost never rebuilds pumps now. They have enough data to show that it is far more economical just to replace pumps in total, foregoing the cost and imprecision of rebuilding them in the field. For the cost is not just for the parts. It is for the downtime, internal alignment, clearance settings, and on and on. In the end, a completely new pump is a better overall economic choice. Suppliers who are on the ball will quickly become attuned to Industry 4.0 ways of doing things. For if as a supplier, you are set up in the traditional way of receiving phone calls and emails from your prospects and customers, you will be left behind. You will need to have systems that can talk to your customer systems, creating orders, shipping information, invoices, and so forth, without any human intervention. We're starting to look at how this might affect our own supplier directory, for it is tuned toward humans looking at the offerings. What will it look like when the Mills Industry 4.0 systems want to look at it? We're not sure, but we want to be there when it happens. So our advertisers in it have full capability to create opportunities, no matter the source of the inquiry. Eventually, maybe as soon as 10 years from now, nearly all of your procurement activities, including raw materials, will be handled this way. Far-fetched sounding, but certainly within the realm of possibilities. Continuous drone surveys of forest lands will pick the patch of trees to be harvested for virgin fiber mills 3 months ahead of when the chips will be fed into the digester, and based on the anticipated orders for paper at that time. People laughed when Amazon said they were shipping products to zip codes ahead of orders. This makes perfectly good sense. Once Amazon gathers the data for the typical daily purchase of laundry detergent in a zip code, it makes sense for them to anticipate the deliveries, waiting only for the specific orders from the specific households. In fact, if you want to see the future of industrial purchasing, examine the Amazon model for retail purchasing. Their objective is to make purchasing as frictionless as possible. We can all agree that industrial purchasing is not frictionless, and we have a long way to go. For safety this week, the farther we can keep humans away from the machinery, the better chance we have of keeping them safe. What I have described here is a great move in that direction. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.